Hello, welcome to XTEM Talk. Today is July 17th, 2020, and I'm your host, Bray from Inset. Today, we'll be addressing the question, does government regulation of social media companies do more harm or good? Tune in and you'll find out the answer. The issue today is the same that it has been throughout all history. Whether man should be allowed to govern himself or be subjected to a small minority. President Thomas Jefferson. We are facing the same issue as our founders did. Do we let ourselves govern our own online lives, or allow government to regulate? Bringing us to today's question, do government regulations of social media companies do more harm or good? The answer is they do more harm for two reasons. First is because these regulations hurt small businesses. And second is that whenever government has taken upon themselves to prohibit free speech, they have always gone tyrannical. We move to our first point. These regulations indeed do harm small businesses. And this is because they cement corporate monopolies. As Tim Warsaw, a fellow at the Adam Smith Institute, reports in 2018, the biggest fear of large corporations is not whether or not they'll be allowed to do something, but instead, if someone else can come up with a better way of doing something than them, and thus create competition. Now, Ryan McGakin, senior editor at the Mises Wire, reports in 2018, the solution to this problem, at least from the viewpoint of big firms such as Facebook, is to make it as expensive as possible for new competition to come into the market. This can be done through regulations. This can be seen, for example, in the GDPR, the European Union's internet regulations. According to Fortune, in a study that studied over 200 companies, each with 500 employees, came out to say that each company projected to spend anywhere from $7 to $10 million meeting new GDPR regulations. In fact, Fortune continues to report that there were some companies that were altogether forced out of the European marketplace by new regulations. This only helped big companies such as Facebook because Facebook and other large companies were simply able to absorb the costs, while smaller firms were either forced out of the marketplace or went out of business altogether. Showing that these regulations, once implemented, do not help small businesses, but allow corporations to hold monopolies, allowing them to do whatever they want because they do not have to deal with competition, making our social media worse. Now, we move on to our second point of seeing how history shows us that there is a government trend of tyranny. And this is because whenever government has decided to take it upon themselves to regulate social media, they always go tyrannical. Now, there's an infinite amount of examples of this throughout history. We'll be focusing on a couple in our own history. Now, we go to the very founding of our country, 1798, when President John Adams, the second president, and his Congress at the time, passed the Sedition Act, an act which, I quote, made illegal to publish false or malicious content about the government. This was used to shut down the dissenting opinion at the time, the Jeffersonian Republican Party, showing that even our own government abused its power to shut down dissenting opinion. We further go towards the Civil War, when under President Abraham Lincoln, multiple executive orders were issued violating citizens' rights. We can see this specifically in Burnside General Law Order Number 18, which I quote, made it legal for any disloyal citizens to be subject to military trials without the right to due process. Now, as the First Amendment Encyclopedia reports, this was used to justify imprisoning anybody who protests the draft to anybody who decided to protest the income tax, pretty much shutting down anybody who disagreed with the federal government's narrative of the Civil War. We further now go into the 20th century with the House Committee of Un-American Affairs, which, according to to Public Law 601 of the 17th Congress had the power from time to time to hold investigations of un-American propaganda. Un-American propaganda was aimed at anybody who went against the United States government. And therefore, this eventually led to legislation that would have banned dissenting opinion at the time from being able to be displayed in public. Whenever our own government, our own nation, the freest one in all of history, has decided to regulate free speech, it has always gone to rant. And this time, it'll be no different. So we must ask ourselves the question, does government regulation of social media companies do more harm or good? And the answer is, they do more harm because they cement corporate monopolies and hurt small businesses. And because our own history tells us that whenever the federal government decides to take on free speech regulation, always proves tyranny. So the question is the same today. Do we want to be subjected to a small group of government bureaucrats, or be allowed to govern ourselves on our online lives? I choose freedom because individuals will always be better at regulating themselves online than government ever will be. Thank you. Well, that's the end of the show for today. Hope you enjoyed. If you like the show, click the subscribe button and the like button and leave a good review. And we'll see you tomorrow for another episode of Extemp Talk.